coming off the heels of the Yom Tov of Pesach, reading Parshas Acharimos, reading the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, cannot be more untimely. Why are we reading about a Yom Tov that is celebrated in Tishrei, while we're still in the month of Nisan? Nothing in the calendar or in the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah is coincidental. There must be, therefore, a correlation between this time of year and Yom Kippur. Despite being the furthest possible date from Yom Kippur, 6 months from the previous Yom Kippur, 6 months into the next Yom Kippur, the Parsha of Yom Kippur, Parsha Acharimos, must have some relevance, even at the opposite end of the calendar. And so what is that relevance? What is that significance? What is the significance of Yom Kippur in Chodesh Nisan? What essential lesson is concealed in the placement of Parshas Acharimos on the opposite spectrum of the calendar? The very first mission of Maseches Yuma teaches us that a Kohen Gadol must be married in order to perform the service in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. The halacha is so crucial that according to one opinion in the Mishnah, a backup wife is designated for the Kohen Gadol just in case his present wife dies. And when the Rambam records his halacha in Hilchas Yisur Bia, he paskins that the Kohen Gadol must be married not only on Yom Kippur, but he must be married all year round. And the Rabbi attacks the Rambam, wondering from where the Rambam learned that this halacha goes beyond the scope of Yom Kippur. How does the Rambam know that this halacha applies to all year round? So one explanation for the Rambam is that the Kohen Gadol is always living a life of Yom Kippur. Every single day is a Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol. It's for this reason that Kohen Gadol must be married all year round. This idea resonates well with a Medrash made famous by the Gro. The Medrash notes that when reading the Psukim of Acharimos, the uninformed reader has no inkling that the subject matter is Yom Kippur. The Torah only reveals the date of which is being described, namely Yom Kippur, after presenting the entire Avoda. In other words, the Torah describes what Aaron HaKohen should be doing when entering the Kodesh Kodashim, and how he provides a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. And only after doing so, the Torah says, oh, by the way, oh, this is on Yom Kippur. As if to say, the date of Yom Kippur is ancillary to what's being described in the Parsha. This leads the Medrash to conclude that Aaron HaKohen was able to enter into the Kodesh Kodashim any given day of the year, so long as he followed our order of karbanos prescribed by the Parsha, not only Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, Aaron was obligated to enter the Kodesh Kodashim. The rest of the year, Aaron was allowed to enter if he so pleased. To a certain extent, every day has the potential to be a Yom Kippur. The Rambam appears to expand the idea of the Medrash not only to Aaron HaKohen, but to every Kohen Gadol thereafter. In a certain sense, every day for the Kohen Gadol is a Yom Kippur. Granted, the average Kohen Gadol may not enter the Kodesh Kodashim when he wants, but he should still keep some of the standards of Yom Kippur, such as being married, all year round. There's a Masecht of Gemara dedicated to every Yom Tov, with the exception of Shavuos. Shavuos does not have a Masecht simply because there are no mitzvahs of Shavuos to discuss. So when running through the list of Masechtas, one of them is glaringly different than the others. Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, Psachim, and then Yuma. Three of the four titles provide an adequate description of the Masechta and the Yom Tov at hand. Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, Psachim. But what is discussed in Yuma? Why is the Masechta not called Yom Kippur? Which Yom is being discussed in Masechta's Yuma? It would seem that Chazal is relaying an incredibly important message here. Yom Kippur is not just one time a year, but it's every single day. We're not expecting the impossible of fasting all year round and keeping all five inuim, but we're describing how one acts, how one thinks, one's hashkafa. The standards to which we hold ourselves in Yom Kippur should be the same exact standards we follow throughout the year. The idealism, the romanticism that we perceive of ourselves on Yom Kippur should be fulfilled all 365 days of the year. This is precisely why Maseches Yuma is called Yuma. To live every day, every Yom, every Yuma, as Yom Kippur. It isn't exclusive to Yom Kippur. How does one accomplish this? How do you turn every single day into Yom Kippur? There are two major pillars of Yiddishkeit. There's Torah, and there's Tefillah. Shavuos is a day of Torah. Yom Kippur is a day of Tefillah. And everything in Kedusha has a counterpart in Tumah. Our two arch enemies are Esav and Yishmael. Esav took the Tumah of the Torah in writing the New Testament. Yishmael took the Tumah of Tefillah in davening five times a day. Yishmael took our day of Tefillah, our holiest day where we daven five times a day, and they imitated this every single day of the year. They turned the entire year into a Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Avos teaches us that we must learn from every single person. Eizu chacham alomin mikol adam. And the Baal Musa point out that we must even learn certain things from the Yetzer Hara, such as his persistence, his resilience. So too, there's what to be learned from the Umos HaOlam, with great care and with great caution, of course. We can learn from Yishmael that we should also be davening all day. We should learn how to transform a day into Yom Kippur, a day of tefillah. The Gemara in Brachos brings a statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Halavai sheyispal adam kol hayom kula. If only we could daven all day long. And the Ben Yishchai points out that the hidden letters of Adam, Aleph, Dal, and Mem, if you write it out b'milui, you find the letters mispalo. Adam is spelled Aleph, Lamed, Pe. Mem is spelled Mem, Mem. And Dalet is Dalet, Lamed, Tuf. So the hidden letters, the Lamed, Pe of the Aleph, the Mem of the Mem, the Lamed, Tuf of the Dalet, those letters mispalo. The letters mispalo emerge. The essence of a man, the essence of Adam is tadavin, is tefillah. What does it mean to daven all day? It doesn't mean to daven Shemoneh Esrei five times a day. It means to talk to Hashem all day. To make a small bakasha for a good business deal, a convenient parking spot, etc. Hashem should be always on our lips. Every step we make, every decision we make, every moment of our day. It is now, I hope, abundantly clear why we read Achrei Mos in Chodesh Nisan. It serves as a reminder that every day is Yom Kippur. Every day is a Maseches Yuma. Every day and every moment we should be speaking to Hashem, even though we're so far away from Yom Kippur. It still is a Yom Kippur. By davening every day and all day long, we should be zocha to the coming of Mashiach, the Bias Gal Tzedek Meher V'Amenu, Amen V'Amen.